February 27th, 2019, PhD Board, number one.
We lost all the audience.
Meeting, regular meeting is now being reconvened. The time is 4:20. Next order of business is committee reports, and I know of none. Are there any out there? Okay. Next order is audiovisual RFP, response to next steps. Pam?
Yes. Back when it was snowing a lot and we couldn't get to the office at all, Nathan and I, we worked on an RFP for the audiovisual piece that we've been talking about for this room. We put it on the website and we advertised in the Journal and then the Sounder and the Islands Weekly and for someone to answer that. We also sent out the RFP to about 8 or 9 audiovisual companies in the area that had good ratings, and some were referred to us that were good. We have had 2 answer the RFPs, one being the audio video excellence, which was one of the ones that was referred to us in the beginning from Northwest Technology and also from the county, their sound system. Evidently, the first person we talked to with audio video excellence was not the proper person, and he didn't give us a good vibe. So anyway, so we have 2 companies. Audio visual video excellence came yesterday. We did not know they were coming yesterday, and they went up in the ceiling and they started looking and finding the amplifier and all. And the other one is Whatcom Sound. They're both from Bellingham, and they will be coming out probably next week, so that they can look at things and give us some kind of tri-level proposals of just audio fixing, audio visual, some different price points, so that we can show the cost. All of them laughed at me when I said the community said the cost is nominal, and they laughed. And so we want proposals that'll show different fixes, so that we can show the community that what the prices are actually. And so by next month, we hope to have some proposals of different.
Good.
Excellent.
Well done. Okay. Any questions to Pam with regards to AV consideration? Okay. Next agenda item is Board Recording Secretary, Executive Assistant, and Public Records Officer. Pam?
Okay. Last year, last February, the board talked about and passed a motion for Nathan to start full-time as of 32 hours a week, and that it would be revisited in a year to look at how that has been going. It has been going very well, the 32 hours. But in the last 6 months, he's been working more than 32 hours with the needing to clear the medical center and trying to still get our file room in order. It seems we don't have any extra time. With him being hourly, it goes into time and a half when we get ready to work on that. I'm salaried, so that doesn't affect me. I can, work on it, and it's not time and a half. But so the proposal I would like to come before you today is to make Nathan a salaried employee and raise his hourly wage from $23 to $25.48. But make it salary, and the salary equivalent of that would be $53,000. And that part of that in the budget for 2019 under business office wage, I had already budgeted $41,300, and I had already included a 3.4% COLA in that because I had gotten a 3.4%, so I knew we would be visiting this situation. So that was in there with about $2,000 more. So the increase for him going to $53,000 a year would be about $12,700 to the budget. And if you, we really need about 8 hours a week to tackle all of the file room and put up the things from the medical center that we, you know, got through. And if he would remain hourly, the overtime for doing that would come out to about $4,000 more than doing the increase to just the salary. So that's what I'm asking for.
And he's okay with salary as opposed to $4,000 more for overtime. It's easier for us to budget because it's a set of fee for 12 months. It's going to be about the same from a standpoint of benefits.
Mm-hmm. He's already got the benefits. His PTO would go up to be the same a day. It wouldn't be prorated the 6.5 hour thing. It would just be a day to day from that. And
we cut out overtime.
And when we're, you know, he's rushing out the door to keep from going in overtime because I didn't budget overtime in my budget. So we don't, you know, get to work on the other necessary things. We need to clean up the office and the public records, just new systems and things like that. So if he's salaried and I'm salaried, then we can do the valleys and peaks and, you know, stay and work.
Any other comments? Dr. Mark?
Certainly appreciate Nathan's work. Don't want to lose him for lack of offering him a full-time position. He's a talented guy. I'm sure he could go elsewhere. So I think, just generally speaking, I would support the increase.
Lisa?
You up for that, Nathan? You up for all that extra work?
You're already doing it.
CAG and everything, you have been working a lot extra. I mean, and that would then expand upon that. I don't see the CAG work really diminishing too soon.
It's true that in, you know, theory versus practice, in theory the gap is wider than it is in practice since, you know, I've been going over a number of hours. So this just makes it easier for all of us. I think when it gets down to it, it's not a huge difference. And it allows, like she said, to handle peaks and valleys. And this job is really busy sometimes and just busy other times. Never not busy. But
it seems like over the last year, it's been a lot more activity than, I mean, we just decided to bring him on more in the last year, and even in that amount of time, it's, the workload seems to have grown as well. And it doesn't look like it's letting up with everything going on.
I agree. In comparison, Annalisa, to say when I served 5 years ago, what the two of them do now, I mean, Pam would have shorted out in the first week or so. I mean, it's just totally different.
Yep.
And
is he shaming you?
Excuse me. I have a hard time hearing. I didn't hear what you said. So,
go ahead.
We talked about that. Why is that? You know, what are all these things that are time intensive? And one of the bases of my question earlier of Pam is these public records requests, and these guys put in unbelievable number of hours on each and every one of those. And it's like, you know, the folks here in our community need to know that because it costs us thousands of dollars. And if they're not going to really make use of that information, then, you know, why should they burden us with it? So as far as Nathan as an employee, and sorry, Pam, I'm cutting you off, but he's sterling, and he's worth, when we discussed, you know, what he was getting in terms of his duties on the CAG project, he was worth so much more money than that, wasn't even funny. He's certainly worth, what is it, $25 an hour, Pam, you say?
23 now.
20.
Well, what do you propose?
For the district, the $53,000 salary would convert to $25.48.
Okay, so in my mind, he's worth that more.
I asked for $150,000. She talked me down.
I didn't hear that.
I told him no. But also, I'm hoping that the CAG will be true to their word and be finished by March 31st, so he won't be having to...
Right,
work on
but
that.
However we move forward in that, there's still going to be more work associated with
that. Oh, yes, with the EMS.
Especially after that meeting yesterday, learning like all the steps that have to happen just with the DOH and everything.
Yeah.
There's so much ahead of us in that regard.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a need. So mm-hmm. I'm all for it.
Okay. Dr. Appleton, did I cut you off or are you just making a joke for what?
You said she would short out. I said, "Is he ice changing?"
Okay, that was good.
So, as a practical matter, you're going to bring back this proposal that we're going to sign, or what's going on? If we all vote yes on it,
make a motion.
Well, we make a motion
now
to adopt it as a. A new contract for Nathan for 2019.
And then it would start when?
Oh, March 1st.
And it has to be signed by someone, by you?
It doesn't have to be signed. He's not a contractual employee. I mean, I am the only one that has a contract. Chief Martin has a contract. He has a contract, but...
It's a budgetary matter, and the board has to approve it.
Yeah, the board does have to approve it. So you'd have to make a motion to approve $53,000.
And in that motion, we could give you the power to sign that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure we get it done.
Nobody has
a signature.
No, but she has to offer. Yeah.
Well, she has the power to execute it.
Execute.
Right.
So what's the exact dollar amount again, Pam?
$53,000.
I move that we increase Nathan Butler's salary to $53,000.
And the attendance. Oh, the provisos. PTO is a little bump there.
Okay, yeah, with all associated increases.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I second that.
Let me just make sure I understand this.
Okay.
If he's going to go to a salaried employee, but he's not now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to include that in the motion that we take him from.
An hourly
to a salary. There's a difference in the job.
Well,
what's the annual salary?
Yes, it's salary.
Well, and what's the directive for benefits and paid time off or time off? Like,
he's already receiving full benefits because he's 32. The only difference is the PTO hours. Instead of being 6.5 hours prorated, mm-hmm. he would receive a full day.
Okay.
And that would.
And that's just a county.
It's
where is
the hospital district has, okay. I think, 16 days plus
I'm just wondering holidays. About the value of a contract in this situation if you're moving from hourly to salary, if we should just put together a contract.
It's not a contract job.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't have to have a contract when I worked for the medical center, and I went from hourly to...
I'm just wondering if there's an audit issue someplace. If he goes from hourly to salaried, it's not authorized.
I will find out from our auditor because I am going to be talking to her soon.
Anyway, so was there a second?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I second
that. Okay.
And we're in the discussion period, kind of after the fact, but rediscussion. Rebecca,
I have no discussion.
Dr. Appleton, any further
discussion? I just want to make sure that Pam, and she has assured me that she's going to do this, that we don't get into an audit clink next year that we didn't authorize him to become a salaried employee as opposed to an hourly employee, that we had this discussion. We give you the power, and I would make the amendment that you have the, if you already have the authority, I just don't know, that you take
the... My employee.
But he's salaried now, so he's not...
Yeah.
So he's office employee. Yeah.
Well, he's underneath you.
Yeah. And it's a budgetary concern, as I said before, and so the board needs to rule on it. Okay, any further discussion? Call for a vote.
Did I hear Dr. Appleton request to amend the motion? Or have you rescinded that?
I'm sorry?
You said that you wanted to amend the motion.
I just want, that's what I'm asking, is do we have to amend the motion to allow Pam to change him from a contractual hourly employee to a salaried employee?
Well, he doesn't even have a contract for hourly.
Yeah, I don't see what
there's
Pam has
not
to
a contract.
Do with it,
right? It's just hired through the county. So many, let's see, I think it started at $21 an hour. And then last year went up to 23. So, but I will check with the auditor. I am going to
I
be
just
talking
want to make sure
to
that we
anyway.
Touch that base so that next year we're not, oh, the auditor said we should have done it this way.
Yes.
It's just easier to governance. Touch base. I have no problem with it. I just want to make sure we don't end up having a lot of problems.
Okay. I don't need that one.
Well, if we pass the motion at hand now in the absence of an amendment, we can amend this motion at the next regular meeting. It'll still be in effect until we hear that, you know, the phraseology or the format should be different, and we can change that.
That's fine. As long as we recognize the fact and it gets answered.
Okay.
So they don't come back. And
is that okay with the board?
Us.
Yes.
Great. Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Congratulations.
Passes unanimously. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The check's grateful not in the mail yet.
No, it's right. It doesn't start until...
March 1st.
Was it May 1st that it starts?
March 1st.
Oh, okay, March. Well, it starts at the day.
Yeah, I
do. Okay.
May 1st.
Public comment, that's something you brought up, Dr. Appleton, at the last regular meeting. And I can't remember why we kicked the can down the road, but I consented to bring it up at this meeting. So you want to revisit that?
To put it earlier into, we're going to have a discussion about putting it earlier into the agenda. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people wait to listen to a bunch of stuff that may not be particularly their issue. And they sit here for 2 hours while their sick wife is at home to make those comments. And I think it's just respectful to ask those people to come in earlier.
I think we have to change the bylaws if we do that. Or
we
the
do.
Bylaws, did they say something? I did not look this up. Did they say something in the bylaws about an agenda, but the agenda can be changed around? Did it give us leeway to do that? Didn't it give us leeway to
do that?
We
always have leeway, but the standard agenda has a pecking order. And the public comment period in the bylaws is right after Jerry's report. Okay?
Okay.
There's history on this, and we've had this discussion before with other board members. And we moved it up from the end of our business to its present location, which is prior to the unfinished and new business. And in that location, it gives people opportunity in proximity to those agenda topics to comment on issues that they desire. So
after the meeting,
it seems to be working. I understand your point is a good
sure
point.
They sign everything and I can
in my view, I think where it is now is serving us. Has the public come forward requesting a different time? Has the public come forward requesting a different location of participation on the
time?
Did somebody suggest that we change the time?
The public?
Well, just listening to the folks out here when they come to talk about things, and they sit and they wait a long time, and they seem a little frustrated when they finally get there. Other people have other issues.
There's some value in their hearing the reports and getting some information before they opine.
Yeah. Like you said, Mark, that we've had all kinds of variations that we have discussed, including, and one of my ideas, to have two public discussion periods. So that was shot down in flames. Like you said, we used to have its tail end. And then at the very beginning, doesn't make much sense either. So we sort of compromised and had it, as you said, kind of in the middle.
We have 4 minutes.
Which seems to be working.
Yeah, Pam, do you have any perspective on this?
It can be at the beginning, or the middle, or the end, or none at all.
What about in consideration of our time constraints today, we table this discussion for another meeting, since it's not a huge priority at
the moment. I mean, it's not a big deal.
I know we have to get out of this room shortly, correct?
Well, they have set up and all that stuff, so let's go like a bat here.
Do we need to talk about it and table it again? No, I think we should just end the conversation.
There's no motion on the floor.
There's no issue right now.
I'll proffer a motion and we keep it where it is. Can I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Lisa?
I'm going to abstain. But,
abstain, okay. And Warren?
Which is no.
Abstain or no?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm fine with it. I'm just bringing it up to.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Next is Resolution 19-502, which is a surplusing of all the stuff that EMS has been storing for since 2012 in this building. And you want to offload it, make room for real stuff, right?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I move that we accept the Resolution 19-502, is it?
Yeah, 502, sir.
Okay.
I second that. Discussion?
What happens to it?
Most of it is just kind of small cords, keyboards, things like that gets disposed of. There are, I believe, 3 or 4 laptop computers that may or may not have public health information on them, but they'll be disposed of either through Northwest Technology, which is our normal IT people, but they'll be disposed of.
We're covering all the rules.
Any questions for them? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Passes unanimously. And the last thing are the items for the regular meeting next month in March.
Regular stuff.
Any comments?
Yeah. Next month in March, it'll be the 27th. I think we have some unfinished business, and I just want to make a motion. I'm sorry.
You can't make a motion. It's not on the agenda.
How do you mean I can't make a motion about next March's meeting? We're discussing.
Okay, fine. Just proceed with that.
You can't make a motion. I believe that, it says items, so you can tell us what the item is.
Right.
That you want
you have suggested
on the next
items
agenda, but you can't make a motion.
My suggested item is... my suggested item is that we have an executive session to evaluate the performance of Chief Martin before the 27th of March, because if there's any changes made at that meeting, if there's any changes, require initiatives, contracts, agreements, or changes, you have no time to make it before his contract terminates. You have less than 18 functional hours, just the way the calendar works out.
Why would we want to do that?
Yeah.
Pardon?
What goods would be obtained by doing that?
We'd have time if we need to make any changes. It's a good governance issue to allow yourself time to do things. We're discussing this, running out of time right now. That's part of the issue, is it gets put on the back agenda. I think that we have not done the annual review that was due in December. We don't have an exit interview, which are all standard processes.
That would be a good thing to put on the next agenda, is an exit interview.
My point is, we haven't had an annual review either. And we have, since the last annual review, which apparently was in December of 2017, we have some ongoing investigative stages, we have some audit issues, and to give us ourselves time, if something comes up to actually do anything, otherwise we're up against a schedule of just hours to do things before we move from a contractual relationship into a severance relationship.
Seems like appropriate protocol. Like we are things. I mean, we do.
Those are things we should have got
done.
We didn't get done, and we should have had them done 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And to do them at the last minute and leaving yourself no time, I can see a whole room full of people saying, why didn't you do that?
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm missing something. So an exit interview I can understand. We talked about things because he's leaving. The reason that we didn't do it in December is because he had given his notice. And it's such a short time frame, so then why would you waste everybody's time to do all the paperwork for a performance review of somebody who's not going to be here? I guess I'm missing something.
Because out of the performance review, when we did Pam's performance review, we identified issues for us as opposed to Pam.
Okay.
We had gave input back to Pam during her interview about organizing the office, which I think actually led to this last thing with Nathan and increasing hours of Nathan is that they went through that review. So you not only discuss things with Chief Martin, we discuss internally. When you do the annual review, you answer those questions and then you look at yourself saying, is our organization supporting that position the way we should? Is that position supporting our organization the way it should? And by not doing that in December, we short ourselves. The annual review just isn't for the other person, it's for the system. That's the way annual reviews are supposed to work.
Mm-hmm. Responsible oversight and management.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep, that's why you do it. We didn't do it in December.
We didn't.
And that whatever reason we didn't do it in December, we didn't do it in December, and it should have been done.
So I suggest, since the item on the agenda is items for March regular meeting agenda, that I would suggest that we put that on the next March regular meeting agenda to do a performance / exit interview.
Okay, and I tell you, if you change anything that requires a change during the current contract as opposed to the severance contract, you have tied yourself in a knot to not being able to get it done in a timely manner.
So are you suggesting that we have a meeting, like a special executive session?
I mean, that we have a special executive session
I see.
To review that before March the 14th. It gives us 2 weeks for any changes, if any changes come up. If they don't,
What kind of changes are we?
Well, we don't know, do we? And that's why we're having the executive session. And I'm not going to discuss any of that in public because it's all recorded.
True.
I think there's things to discuss. We have investigations going. We've heard from Jerry that he did certain kind of an audit. I heard from Katie.
Our meetings are long, so if we did have a separate meeting for that, it would shorten the other one.
Except that we're spending taxpayer money to have yet another meeting, which is one of the things that we just talked about here, is spending taxpayer money. I mean,
and you're right, we are, and we didn't fulfill our taxpayer obligations by doing the annual review. That was a contractual issue that we skipped over. And I think it's a good governance issue. We just have to make sure we don't do that again, and we have to make up for it now.
If our purpose is to learn from experience, then I think the greatest good could be obtained through an exit interview that is also kind of a performance review. As you said, it's largely about what we hear back from Jerry as to our performance. So I would encourage that, just have it as part of an executive session at a regular meeting date of 27 March, and there would be the purpose of learning what we can, receiving from Jerry what we can, and then moving on, and not overwork this thing.
Okay, then I would counter that with, let's move our regular meeting up 1 week, that we cover everything. And I know, except we do have these numbers coming in.
You react to what's going on?
Well, it's just hard to get the reports done. I mean, it's hard to get them done for the fourth meeting, and when you move up to the third, it's...
And the public would have an hour.
No, but... If we must, we must. Now your salary, you can work overtime with me.
I would say no. This is a public meeting that's been announced how long ago, and it's a regular meeting. If there's something that ends up that is such a big deal, then we'll work in the 18 hours and over the weekend. I mean, so then we'll do it that way.
Jerry, do you have any perspective?
I just looked at the schedule of the 20th. is a full meeting day. No.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I'm going to be in San Diego.
That's a good point.
Oh, you won't be back till the 25th.
Until the 25th, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Long overdue, I must add. I've been down south to see my wife or dog for
absolutely
4 months plus.
Yes. Dr. Eklund, I agree with your concerns. I think we should have the exit interview and learn what we can and move on.
I agree.
So let's do a let's do a 2 o'clock executive session, Donald.
Oh.
So are we off the hook as far
no.
as the
we'll have to have it at
class?
1.
Okay.
So
yeah, we'll have to have it at 1 because we're still supposed to get through by 5.
Yeah, let's do it at 1. Because, you know, being pushed for time, it just doesn't, it's not good. Okay, so the prevailing opinion is to hold it as it is, to have a discussion about so-called performance review and exit interview with Jerry on the regular scheduled date at 1 o'clock. Okay, everyone?
Sounds
good. Very good. Meeting's adjourned.